Mystery is my hobby.
The story began last autumn. Mr. Grant Parker, a wealthy art collector, had called me and asked me down to his country place for the weekend. 15 minutes later, I picked up my good friend, Inspector Noah Danton, and we were on our way to Woodsville, the small country town where Parker spent his summers.
So, we're going down to see this Grant Parker, who says he's a new Mr., what's the thing you call him by?
A numismatist, Inspector.
Is that good?
Well, a numismatist, Inspector, is a man who collects coins.
Who doesn't? Personally, I prefer collecting the folding kind of dough.
Numismatology, Inspector, is somewhat different than merely collecting money.
Oh?
Some rare coins, minted at a value of, say, 50 cents, have sold for as high as $10,000.
You don't say!
And I understand that Grant Parker has an equally valuable coin in his collection. It's called a Maria Teresa Toller from the island of Masira.
Well, well. Say, Bart.
Yes, Inspector?
Doesn't it ever hurt to know so much?
Now, don't you take it seriously, Inspector. I looked that information up before we left headquarters.
Why?
Because Grant Parker explained to me over the phone that he believes one of his weekend guests is planning on stealing that coin.
Now you're talking my language. What gave him that idea?
Because last night, Parker was knocked unconscious while working on his study.
And the coin was stolen, eh?
No, but the room was ransacked. Fortunately, Parker had taken pains to find a good hiding place for the coin.
Yeah, but not so good that the thief can't eventually find it, eh?
Yes, that's right, Inspector. Oh, Inspector,
hmm?
We are to pretend we're merely guests. Parker told no one of the attempted theft, and he doesn't want his guests to know our real purpose in being there.
Good idea.
Turn here, Inspector. This is the place.
Okay. Here's the gate right here. Well, how do you like that? The driveway gate is closed.
And locked, too, if that padlock means anything.
Yeah. Did you say that Parker expected us?
Yes, well, he probably has some reason for wanting to keep the automobiles out. Shut out the motor, Inspector. We'll walk the rest of the way.
Yeah. Walking's out of my line. Wonder how far it is to the house.
Oh, it can't be a great ways. There's a small door here beside the gate that seems to be unlocked.
This guy Parker must expect an invasion. Iron gates and 10-foot brick walls. Say, isn't that a house up there through the trees?
Yes, I believe it is. Let's go.
It's kind of pretty around here, all these trees and everything. Hey, what's that?
Duck and sir!
Holy suffering cats, what was it?
A boomerang.
A what?
There it goes, behind that clump of bushes. Come on, Inspector, let's find out what this is all about.
Here you two, what are you doing?
There he is.
Yes, I see him.
What the deuce are you two doing running around here? This is private property, I'll have you know.
And we'll have you know we don't like being targets for boomerangs. Where is it?
Where's what?
The boomerang.
Boomerang? What the deuce are you talking about?
You know darn well what we're talking about.
Inspector, since the boomerang seems to have disappeared, suppose we introduce ourselves and explain what happened.
Well, who are you?
I'm Barton Drake, and this is Inspector Noah Danton.
Drake, Danton, never heard of you.
We're here at the request of a Mr. Grant Parker.
Nonsense. I'm Grant Parker, and I requested nothing of the sort.
You are Grant Parker?
Of course. Now get out of here, or I'll call the police.
How do you like that?
I don't like it, Inspector. Mr. Parker, someone called me this afternoon, said he was Grant Parker, and asked me and Inspector Danton down here for the weekend.
Why, that's preposterous. Now, look here, you two. I don't know what your game is.
Good gosh, what's that?
Someone's in trouble. Come on,
this
Inspector.
Way. I see them over here.
Yes, there's two of them.
Charity, come away.
Charity, what are you yelling about? Good heavens.
Jumping Judas, look at that guy on the ground.
Yes, he's practically decapitated. Uh-oh, so...
Yeah, I see. The boomerang and covered with blood.
Charity, in heaven's name, how did it happen?
I don't know. I was coming along the path and found him.
Perhaps you can tell us how it happened, Grant.
Me? Blast you, Monty, what are you suggesting?
Guess.
Why, you miserable young pup.
Yeah, come, break it up.
Who are you?
The police.
The police?
Police?
Yeah, convenient, isn't it, to have the police right on the spot when a murder's committed. Now, suppose we ask a few questions. Parker, who's the dead man?
None of your business. I've already told you to get off my property. If you don't,
I... You've told us too much already. All three of you are suspects. Now, smarten up, wise guy.
Look here, are you accusing me
Grant,
of...
Grant, let's not make things any more difficult than we can help.
Well, now...
The dead man is Sam Jenkins. He's a... was a guest of ours.
Of whose?
Mine and Mr. Parker.
Oh.
I'm Mrs. Parker, and this gentleman is Marty Osgood.
He's a guest, too, I suppose?
Oh, yes. Now, may we all go up to the house, please? I feel rather faint.
You poor kid. Keep your hands off my wife, Osgood. As for you two, I don't know who you are, and I don't believe you're the police. I order you to get off my property.
Just a minute, Mr. Parker. All this blustering doesn't impress us in the least.
Why?
There's been a murder committed here. Whoever called on the telephone anticipated it. Neither the inspector nor I are leaving until we find out just what this is all about.
Look, Bart. Sitting here in this room and waiting isn't getting us anywhere.
It will, Inspector, if you can just control yourself.
Yeah? What do you expect to happen? The murderer going to walk in here and give himself up?
Perhaps not the murderer, but I am expecting a visitor.
Who?
We'll know in a minute, Inspector. In fact, we'll know in less than a minute. Oh, hello, Mr. Parker. Come in. We've been expecting you.
Expecting me?
Yes. Are you quite sure our conversation here can't be overheard?
Positive. Look here, Drake, why do you ask that?
Isn't that your chief concern? Didn't you want to wait until we could get someplace where we could talk freely?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I did. Though I am blamed if I can figure how you knew it.
That's unimportant. The point is, it was you who called me this morning, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Well, I'll be... You mean you were putting on an act out there in the woods?
Yes.
Huh.
Gentlemen, I'm in grave danger.
What kind of danger, Mr. Parker?
In danger of being murdered, I'm afraid. Whoever threw that boomerang this afternoon intended me to be the victim.
How do you figure that?
I had announced earlier that I meant to take a walk. I knew I'd be followed.
How did you know it, Mr. Parker?
Because one of the guests who's staying here this weekend is determined to get hold of my Maria Teresa Toller.
Is that $10,000 50-cent piece you were telling me about, Bart?
Yeah.
So you figure somebody would murder you for a $10,000 hunk of lead? Nope, I can't buy that, Mr. Parker. There's easier ways than that to get dough.
Ah, you don't understand, Inspector Denton. Numismatists, in fact, collectors of all types, become fanatics.
Oh.
They'd go to any lengths to acquire a rare specimen.
Yes, that's true, Inspector. The intrinsic value of items can't be considered here. Mr. Parker, why exactly did you put on your act out there in the woods? Was it because you feared that whoever followed you would overhear our conversation?
Yes, I was sure of it. I didn't want anyone to know that I was suspicious enough to call the police.
Not even your wife?
I see what you mean, Drake. Please remember that there was another person present when we discovered my wife beside the body of Sam Jenkins.
Yes. Your wife is considerably younger than you, isn't she, Mr. Parker?
Yes, why?
Is she in love with him?
I resent that question, Drake.
Now we're getting to the real motives.
You can leave my personal affairs out of this.
I'm sorry, Mr. Parker, but your personal affairs are most important where murder is concerned. By the way, may I see your Maria Teresa Toller?
Yes, of course. I carry it here in my wallet.
So that's the reason the thief didn't find it when he knocked you out and ransacked your room, eh?
Yes. After today's experience, I'm convinced that whoever's after the Toller has figured out that I carry it about my person at all times.
So he's got to murder you to get his hands on it.
That's right. It is, Drake.
Thank you. Yes, this is a collector's item, all right.
Who's the dame on it?
That's Maria Teresa herself.
Oh.
The date the Toller was minted, 1790, is directly beneath.
Well, you seem to know considerable about rare coins yourself, Drake.
A minor hobby of mine, Mr. Parker. Look, Inspector, you see the band of pearls in Maria's hair?
Why, sure, I see them.
That band and the clasp on her dress, also made of pearls, is what makes the Toller genuine. Isn't that so, Mr. Parker?
Yes, it is. Drake, you should make numismatology a hobby.
I already have one hobby, Mr. Parker, one that takes most of my time. It's murder, which brings us back to the matter at hand. How many guests are staying here with you this weekend?
Eight, or rather seven, now that poor Sam is gone.
And are they all collectors?
Well, let's say they're all interested in collecting.
Any one of them would like to possess this taller.
Exactly. Mr. Parker, I'd like you to invite all your guests out into the lawn immediately.
Oh, but look here, what for?
I took the trouble to investigate your guests before the inspector and I came down.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are independently wealthy. That's why they're interested in collecting rare items. Something to amuse them. That and hunting big game with boomerangs.
I get it. We'll let them show us how good they are with those boomerangs, and that'll tell us something, huh?
That inspector is going to tell us more than you think, if we're allowed to live that long.
We've got to tell him, Monty. Don't you see we have?
No, Charity, not now. It's too dangerous.
Why is it dangerous? Oh, Monty, I'm frightened.
Oh, there, my dear. Charity, why did you slip away and go down the path after Grant this afternoon?
Because I wanted to talk to him. I wanted to tell him about us.
Oh, you shouldn't have, darling. That's my job.
No, it isn't. I'm his wife. Oh, what a fool I was to ever believe he loved me.
Charity, where were you when poor Sam was hit with a boomerang?
Where was I? Well, I don't know exactly. Monty!
Yeah, darling, I only thought...
You thought what?
Charity, please, don't look at me like that.
You thought that I murdered Sam.
Of course I don't, darling. I only want to help you. Be reasonable.
I can't believe...
Now, see here, Charity, listen to me. You were alone out there in the woods, and so was Grant. You hated him, and everyone knew it.
No, but I won't listen.
You will listen. Those police are going to ask you questions. They're sure to find out that you're an expert with a boomerang. They're bound to think that you mistook Sam for Grant.
I hate you, Monty Osgood. I was a fool to have ever listened to your drivel. And you said you were in love with me.
I am. Believe me, I am, Charity. If you need help...
If I need help? Is yours then the kind of love that can attach itself to a murderer?
Charity, stop.
Now I see your game. Sam was your best friend. You loved him more than you did me. You thought I was jealous of him, and I deliberately...
Charity, you're out of your mind. Come back here.
Okay, Mr. Monty Osgood. Perhaps I did murder Sam. Wouldn't you like to know? And wouldn't you like to know also what my plans are for you?
Drake, I don't like this. After what's happened today, no one's in the mood for playing games.
This isn't a game, Mr. Parker. It's deadly serious.
And we're not kidding.
All right, folks. Who will be the first volunteer?
I will. I'm no good at boomerang throwing, but I'll be glad to help you out.
Thank you, Osgood. Select your weapon and go ahead.
Well, one's as good as another. Hand me one, huh, Drake?
Yesterday, you were bragging how good you were. Here, take this one.
Well, thanks. Man's out of style if he doesn't brag in this gathering. Okay. Here goes.
This is the craziest.
Nice throw.
Right around that clump of trees. Here it comes back. Too bad. Off about 10 feet.
There you are, Drake. Does that make me the murderer?
The purpose of this experiment, Osgood, is not to identify the murderer.
No?
No. On the other hand, making a wild throw doesn't prove you innocent either.
See, I don't like this. I'm only trying to cooperate, and you fellas are trying
Thank
to...
Thank you very much, Osgood. Now, will you please step aside and let the next volunteer take over? Who's next, please?
Later you'll come to me. I'll talk to you like.
Thank you, Mrs. Parker.
Oh, it's a woman's game, too, eh?
My wife is considered an expert at many kinds of games.
Are you trying to be subtle, Grant? Please don't. You succeed only in sounding ridiculous.
Blast you, Charity. I'll not tolerate
Would
your...
you mind throwing the boomerang, Mrs. Parker?
No, he...
I never...
Very well. Watch it!
Wow! Hot diggity. Low and fast. The gal's good. Here it comes back.
Yes, only it isn't coming back where it should.
Doc Parker!
Good heavens! Whipped him on the side of the head.
Good heavens, his head.
He's not seriously hurt. Well, Mrs. Parker, whoever said you were an expert with the boomerang was either lying or you are being very clever.
Oh, no, it was an accident, I swear it. Oh, Grant. Grant!
How does it feel now, Mr. Parker?
Well, I'm all right. It's just a nick.
Mm.
Where's Charity?
She's downstairs.
She with Osgood?
No, she's alone. Mr. Parker, do you think your wife deliberately tried to hit you with that boomerang?
No. Of course not. It was an accident.
But you yourself said she was an expert.
Well, she was nervous. She must have been. I shouldn't have spoken to her the way I did. It must have upset her.
I see. It would have been much more gallant if Osgood had failed to make a perfect throw, wouldn't it?
What do you mean? What are you driving at? I'm deeply in love with my wife, and she with me.
Did I say that you weren't, Mr. Parker?
Well, you implied it. Drake, you're overstepping your authority. I asked you down here because
as you expressed it, you felt you were in grave danger. Mm-hmm. It seems to me, Mr. Parker, that some of that danger has materialized.
Ah, nonsense. Drake, do you think that my wife deliberately tried to kill me?
Do you?
No, I... Well,
Come, Parker, stop pretending. Have you ever known your wife to make such a wild throw with a boomerang?
Well, no, I haven't. Well, wait a minute. Something did happen once.
Oh, so?
Well, it's ridiculous to think of. I'm sure it was an accident.
Tell me about it.
There's not much to tell. I haven't given it a thought since. Once a group of us had gone to Africa to hunt tigers.
Oh. And what happened?
Nothing. That is, Charity and I were out one day alone with a native guide. We saw one of the beasts crouching in a tree. Charity made a throw and missed. The guide had to shoot the tiger with a high-powered rifle.
Hmm. And what happened to the boomerang?
Why, it barely missed striking me. But this is absurd. I'm sure it was an accident.
Your story is absurd, Mr. Parker, but not for the reasons you suggest. Oh, come in, Inspector.
How's Parker?
He's doing very nicely.
Now, look here, Drake. I want you to explain that remark you just made.
In a moment, Mr. Parker, in a moment. Inspector, have you talked with any of the guests?
Yeah, I talked to them all. You know, Bart, it's a funny thing.
What is?
I got a feeling that most of these people hate each other. All this double talk they do is an act. They don't mean it.
Now, you two listen to me. I won't have you talking about my guests like
that. I'm sorry, Mr. Parker. We've a murder to solve. Go on, Inspector.
Well, the way I got it figured is this. These people haven't got enough to do. They've all got more money than they can get rid of. They spend their time collecting things and big game hunting and being mean to each other.
Nice work, Inspector. I think you're right. A murder on the side gives them a new lease on life, something unusual and exciting.
Yeah. I think any one of them could have committed that murder.
Blast it! You're not going to get away with such talk. I'll turn you over to the police.
Relax, Mr. Parker, relax. Inspector Danton is all the police that are necessary to solve this crime.
But what do you mean?
I mean that the guilty party has been painfully obvious in his mistake. We know positively who it was that murdered Sam Jenkins.
Look, Bart,
mm-hmm.
If we know who it was murdered Sam Jenkins, why don't we arrest the guy?
Well, it would be much easier if the murderer came to us than if we went to him. Don't you think so, Inspector?
No.
No?
No. If he comes to us, he'll come with homicidal ideas.
That's exactly what I want, Inspector. If he attempts to murder us, then we'll be positive he's guilty, won't we?
Positive? Yeah. Say, wait a minute. I thought you said you were positive.
I did, Inspector, and I am. But I want to be able to prove the person's guilt once we decide to make an arrest.
Well, I'll be... Look, Bart, sometimes, boy, you wear me down.
Oh, I'm sorry, Inspector.
Yeah. But 2 hours ago, you announced that you knew who murdered Jenkins. Where are we going now?
We're going to trap the murderer.
We're going to check... Jump and Judas, Bart... Let me in on the deal, will you?
Yes, you bet I will, Inspector, but... Here we are.
What's this?
Grant Parker's trophy room.
Where'd you get the key?
Parker gave it to me.
Huh.
Must be a light switch here. Here it is.
Yeah, and Judas. Look at that.
Yes, quite a display of trophies and equipment. Uh-oh. Well, Inspector, that does it.
Huh? What does what?
Here's the rack where the boomerangs are kept. Let's take a look at them, Inspector.
Hey, look, Bart.
Hmm?
Are you going to let me in on this, or aren't you? Am I a cop or what?
Quiet, quiet.
Huh? What's the matter?
Don't look now, Inspector. But there's a man peering in at us through the window directly behind where we're standing.
Behind me? Yeah. A man? How do you know?
I can see his reflection in this glass case.
My gosh, you're right. Hey, he's opening the window.
Yes, and he has a rifle. Yeah. A high-powered, big-game rifle.
Well, what are we going to do? Are we going to just stay in here and be knocked off like clay pigeons?
No, wait a minute. Wait until we get this rifle leveled.
Huh?
Then I'll throw this handful of boomerangs at him.
Why wait till then? I'm sweating already.
Because if we wait, it will take him a few seconds to detach himself from that cumbersome rifle, and we can use those seconds, Inspector.
I get it, but I don't like it. Hey, he's leveling the rifle now.
Yes, he has his finger crooked around the trigger.
I can't stand it any longer.
All right, Inspector, jump!
Yeah!
Come on, Inspector, after him.
I'm right with you, son.
There he goes, Inspector.
Yeah, I see him. Stop! Stop or I'll shoot!
I guess he didn't hear you.
Well, he'll hear this.
Too bad, Inspector. He ducked behind the garage.
Why, the dirty... He's shooting at us?
Yeah, I suppose we have to expect that kind of treatment from a murderer.
Have you got to be funny at a time like this?
There he goes.
Yeah, and this time he's out the open.
Take your time, Inspector.
Yeah, I can't miss.
Good work. Your aim is improving, Inspector.
I only hit him in the leg.
He dropped his rifle when he fell. Come on, let's have a look.
Jumping Judas. Look who it is.
Are you surprised, Inspector?
Grant Parker. Say, I thought he was the guy we were supposed to protect.
He was and still is, Inspector. Here comes his gang of alleged friends from the house to gloat over what they probably hope will be another murder.
It's certainly good to be back at the old Lamplighters Club after all that excitement. How about a game of chess before we turn in, Bart?
Excellent idea. Oh, Inspector.
Yeah?
Well, don't you want to know? You've been sitting there for 15 minutes trying to act unconcerned.
Oh, is that so?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How'd you guess?
It wasn't guesswork, Inspector. It was knowing certain facts.
I suppose so. What facts?
Facts about the Maria Teresa Toller that Parker had. It was a phony.
Well.
You see, in the first place, the date on it was 1790. All Tollers from the Madeira Island, Inspector, carry the original date of minting, which is 1780.
My.
Also, the band of pearls in Maria's hair contained exactly 8 pearls, but there were 10 on Parker's coin.
How can you argue with a guy like that?
You see, Inspector, Parker knew that Osgood was in love with his wife and she with him. So he used the coin as bait to get Osgood down here. Because Osgood is a collector of rare coins.
So Parker decided to become a collector of corpses, eh?
Right, Inspector. And Parker thought it was Osgood who had followed him on his walk this afternoon. He had to throw that boomerang hurriedly because he heard us coming through the brush. When he discovered his mistake... Well, it made him a little mad.
No regrets, eh? Nice people.
Plus, he saw a chance to get back at his wife by letting me think she deliberately tried to kill him when she made that wild throw this afternoon.
But of course you knew he was lying, eh?
Yes, Inspector, I did.
How?
Because Parker said he and Mrs. Parker had hunted tigers in Africa.
Well?
There are no tigers in Africa, Inspector. All the tigers known to exist are in Asia.
Well, I'll be a monkey's dear departed aunt. Hey, Bart.
Yes, Inspector.
I can't wait. Tell me.
All right, Inspector. Murder is my hobby.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
Mystery is my hobby. Ladies and gentlemen, Barton Drake speaking. For tonight's drama, I select a case history number 114 from my book, Mystery is my hobby. I call it Bullets Make Holes.
Wake up, Like I was telling you before, this fellow Ronald the Razor, we called him the Razor because that's what he mostly used to commit his crime. Take a razor and slit your throat from hairline to hairline, just as slick as a feller skinning a catfish. Well, sir, this fellow, Ronald the Razor, escaped from the pen last week, and I got a hunch he's heading straight for this lodge. Probably cross the Pierre Marquette on the bridge below Walhalla, then sneak up along the south bank. They caught him here, you know. Started slitting throats, beginning with cabin number one, and worked his way up to number six, doing a neat job in all of them. Never would have caught him in number six, only his razor got dull, and he had to stop and strop it on the bedpost.
Barton Drake snapped shut the box of fishing flies that he'd been fondly examining and preparing for the steelhead run that was to start on the Pierre Marquette tomorrow. Slowly he rose from his chair and walked over to the fireplace where he stretched his long bones in front of its cheerful warmth, for there was still a trace of snow on the old Pierre Marquette. Slyly he winked at Inspector Noah Danton as old Charlie Ames, the lodge keeper, concluded his gory tale when the inspector dropped his can of worms then.
Inspector, pistol shots. Somebody screamed.
Holy pickled peanuts, them shots, they come from cabin number six.
And now back to Glenn Langan for the second act of
Mystery is My Hobby.
That's cabin six.
Yes.
Over there.
No light, John. No, there they go. They're on now. Hurry up, Inspector.
I ain't as young as I used to be. Can't tell you. Here we are. Let us flow down to a walk.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, dead match. Blood. Horrible.
What's going on in here?
It's sand blood.
Who is this man, Charlie?
Steve Morgan comes here every year to fish. Him and his pal, Max Warner. Huh? Holy buckets of buttermilk. There's Max there on the floor.
Take that gun away from him, Inspector.
You bet. Hey, you, give me that.
What'd I get? Gun.
Give it here.
Yes, take it. Blood horrible.
Great. This fellow Warner's a mess.
Yes. The shot went through his jugular vein. That accounts for so much blood.
45 automatic, Bart.
Yes, and 45s always make big holes.
Max, not Max. Couldn't have been Max.
What's the matter with him, Bart? Nuts?
I hardly think so, Inspector. More likely a state of shock. Come on, fellow. Snap out of it.
Snap out of it.
Snap out of it. I hate to do this to you, but I...
Don't slap me. Don't slap me. You've got to
come
to.
Morgan.
I'm all right. What happened?
That's what we want you to tell us.
I don't know.
Did you shoot this friend of yours, Max Warner?
Shoot him?
Yes.
I don't know. Well, yes, I shot him. I must have shot him. Take away that blood. I can't stand blood.
Pull your stuff together, man.
I'm sorry. This has been an awful shock. Yes, I shot Max, but I didn't know it was him.
Yeah? Just who'd you think it was?
I don't know.
Stop saying that.
I went to bed early. Wanted to get an early start fishing in the morning. Something woke me up. A noise, I guess. Sounded like somebody raising a window. I knew somebody was in the cabin. I lay here scared to death thinking of that Ronald the Razor that Charlie Ames has been talking about for the past 2 days.
Ronald the Razor? Well, you didn't believe that yarn, did you? That's just a tall tale I tell to keep you guys interested. Holy barrels of bullfrog.
Well, this is a fine time to tell me.
Go on, Steve.
Well, as I was lying there, I heard this fellow moving around. So I reached under my pillow where I always keep my gun, and I saw him outlined in front of that window over there.
This one?
Yeah, it's the big one.
And then?
Panicky, I guess. I pulled the trigger and he dropped.
Yeah? But we heard 7 shots.
I know. I was excited. I guess I did fire some more. Probably emptied the gun. Can't you do something with that body? It's making me sick.
Throw a blanket over, will you, Charlie?
Yep, but I'll charge the laundry bill to Morgan here.
Then your shooting of Max is apparently an accident, is it, Steve?
Hey, he's right, Bart. There's 7 bullet holes in the floor here.
You claim self-defense, I suppose, that you shot at a prowler thinking he was somebody else.
Why, of course, Mr. Drake. Why, Max was my best friend. We've been friends for years. In fact, we've had many business deals together.
It's strange your friend should sneak into your cabin, isn't it, Morgan?
Yes, I can hardly believe it. I thought he was kidding.
Kidding? Kidding about what?
Well, you see, Max and I are both numismatists.
Coin collectors, Inspector. Oh.
Well, I had a coin that Max wanted, and I was showing it to him earlier in the evening. Max tried to get me to sell it to him, but I refused.
And that made him angry?
No, he just laughs, and I'd better watch out, or someday I'd find it missing.
Mm-hmm. Then you think perhaps he came back here tonight and tried to steal it, huh?
Well, he must have. That's the only answer. I only wish I'd known he was that serious. I'd have gladly given it to him.
Holy cranberry cakes. I just thought of something.
Just tell her.
Max's wife. Somebody ought to tell her.
Yes, I rather think somebody should.
He was living in cabin 10.
Inspector, do you want... Just a minute, Inspector. Somebody's coming.
See, is Max still over here? Oh.
Good evening, Mrs. Warner.
How do you do, Mr. Drake? What is all this, a cranberry?
Yo, something terrible has happened.
What's the matter? Did Brown Copple go down?
Your husband was shot, Mrs. Warner.
Shot? Max? Where is he?
Under that blanket.
Killed?
Yes. I'm sorry to have to tell you this.
You're sorry? What are you sorry for? I'm glad he's dead, the loss.
It's a beautiful morning, Inspector. It's a shame that last night's events will have to interfere with our fishing.
Yeah, me with all those nice fat worms, too. I don't see why we don't forget the whole thing and let the sheriff handle it. Looks like an accident to me.
Yes, on the face of it, I'll have to admit it does. However, there are a couple of things that don't jive, and I won't be satisfied until they do.
Okay, Sherlock, what do you want me to do?
I want you to take this station wagon and drive into Ludington. That's about 25 miles in the nearest town where you'll find a telegraph office.
Well, if you just want to send a wire, why don't you phone it in?
There might be too many people listening. There's an extension in every cabin, you know. Besides, this station wagon is the only means of transportation here at the lodge. With it gone, it'll keep all the interested parties close to home.
Okay. Where do you want me to wire?
Wire the stock exchange in New York. I want to know whether Brown Copper is up or down. Let's walk around here by cabin 6, Charlie.
Huh?
What for?
Something Steve Morgan said last night bothers me. He said he thought he heard a window open.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Now, this big window here, this is the one Max said he was standing in front of when he was shot. Steve said he made a perfect target.
Would have, I guess, anyway, his head and shoulders. He couldn't open that window, though.
Why not?
It don't open. Nailed in there, solid as a tombstone.
I'm saying. Hmm. How about these, around here at the side?
They'll open.
Careful, Charlie. I'm looking for footprints.
I don't see none.
No. The ground is soft, too. If anyone had tried to open these windows from the outside, there'd be plenty of them. Yeah, let's go around back.
Ain't no windows there, nothing but the back door.
We'll go around there anyway. You know, Charlie, it's a funny thing.
What is?
Why anyone would take the trouble to come in through the window when the door was unlocked all the time.
It was?
Of course. Don't you remember last night when we heard the shots? We ran over here and walked right in.
Oh, well, now, ain't that a pretty picture?
Oh, hello there, Drake.
It depends on what you call pretty.
I was just consoling Jill here.
Rather fervently, don't you think, Morgan?
Well, it's been an awful shock to her and...
Steve, why don't you tell him the truth? He'll find it out anyway.
Well,
Steve and I are in love, Mr. Drake. There's nothing any of you can do about it.
Well, I'm sure I wouldn't care to. That little accident last night seemed to clear things up tremendously, didn't it?
Yes, it settled a lot of things.
Tell me, Mrs. Warner, did your husband know that you and Steve were carrying on a love affair?
Of course he didn't know. Steve and I were too clever for that.
I'm beginning to wonder if you were quite clever enough.
What do you mean by that?
I'm not sure that I know.
You don't get any funny ideas that the shooting wasn't an accident. The sheriff gave me a clean bill of goods last night when he came to get the body.
Well, I'm not disputing the accident theory. Yet.
Just stop saying that yet.
Sorry, I didn't get to you, Steve. Just shooting in the dark.
Yes, something like you did last night, eh, Steve?
What, you... You feel! Oh, I'm sorry, Jill, but this guy gets my goat.
Use your head. That's just what he's trying to do. And now, Mr. Drake, when is that policeman friend of yours coming back?
Oh.
Steve and I want to use the station wagon.
He'll be here almost any moment, I suppose. What do you want to use it for?
We want to go into Ludington and get married.
Holy bales of bananas, and your husband's body ain't even cold yet.
What's the difference? There's no reason to kid anybody.
I'm inclined to believe you're right. You'd better get married right away. That is... if you ever expect to get married at all.
And now back to Glenn Langan for the third act of Mystery is My Hobby.
Well, Inspector, am I glad to see you back.
Yes, I had to wait a while at the telegraph office for an answer.
What did you find out?
Round Copper is down, brother. And I mean down.
Yeah, down, eh?
The very bottom.
Well, come on, Inspector, tell me. I know you well enough to know that you'd find out why it was down.
Well, Brent, it's this way. You see, this fellow that was killed last night, this Max Warner and his pal Steve Morgan, had a corner on that stock.
I see.
Yesterday, this Steve Morgan wired his broker to unload his entire interest. He did. Sold at a big profit and broke the market.
But Max didn't unload his stock.
No, Steve left him holding the bag. Must have wiped the guy out.
Well, this is really beginning to stack up, isn't it?
Well, I don't see how. If Steve pulled a dirty trick like that on Max, then Max should have been the one who would have been gunning for Steve, not the other way around. The way it happened.
Well, that could have been it, Inspector.
I get it. Max finds out that his pal has sold him out and sneaks over to Steve's cabin to get even. Steve sees him prowling around in the dark, thinks he's a thief, and shoots him.
Right.
Well, any way you figure it, it still comes out the same. You can't pin a murder rap on Steve.
Well, it seemed to be it, Inspector. If Max had received any word of what Steve has done. I wonder. Oh, Charlie. Charlie Ames.
Yeah?
Will you come over here a minute, please?
What do you want, Drake?
Charlie, Max Warner was here at the lodge all day yesterday, wasn't he?
Yep, he was.
You'd know if he made any long-distance calls, wouldn't you, Charlie?
Yep, all long-distance calls has to be okayed by me, personal.
That's what I thought. Did Max make any or receive any yesterday?
Nope. Holy piles of pancakes. What are you getting at?
Did he receive any wires?
Nope, nary a one.
Well, what do you think of your theory now, Inspector? Apparently, poor Max never learned that he'd been double-crossed.
Which puts us right back where we started from. Well, at least the poor guy died happy.
Oh, you'd better go in and get your lunch, Inspector. We all had ours an hour ago.
Yeah? What are you going to do?
I'm going over and have another chat with the occupant of cabin number 6. Anybody home?
Come right in, Mrs. Ray.
Oh, it's you, Mrs. Warner. I rather expected to find Steve.
Steve's out getting the station wagon. We're going into town to get married, remember?
Now, I hate to be a party to the curtailment of such sweet happenings, but I'm afraid, my dear Mrs. Warner, you're not going anyplace.
Who's going to stop me?
I am.
You and who else?
Now, really, Mrs. Warner, you can do better than that, such a trite little place.
What's the matter with you? What have you got against Steve and my getting married?
Well, nothing. Nothing at all. Only I'm not sure that Steve knows what he's getting into.
It's a nasty remark.
Yes, I know. And I also know a nastier one. A little thing called murder.
Don't make me laugh. You couldn't prove my husband's death wasn't the result of an accident.
I can only prove it was murder now, but I knew it was murder from the very first.
How did you know?
You tell me.
Well, supposing it was murder. I mean, even if it was, that has nothing to do with me. I didn't shoot Max, it was Steve.
You're such a refreshing young lady, Mrs. Warner. Starting to turn on your lover already.
Well, I'm not going to a chair for something he did.
I'm afraid you are, my dear girl. There's such a thing as an accomplice. That also can carry the death penalty, you know. Now, will you come along peacefully, or shall we go to meet your quorum ruler, or do I have to use force?
I'm not going anywhere.
I think you are.
Does this look like it?
Well, another automatic. You and Steve must have brought out an arsenal.
And I'm a better shot than Steve, Mr. Drake. I wouldn't advise you to make any false moves.
I see. Well, certainly you don't expect me to just keep on standing here.
No. You're going to get in that closet, and you're going to stay there till Steve and I can make our escape.
Really, I don't believe I care to. I imagine that closet's rather stuffy.
Get in there, Mr. Drake, or I'll shoot.
I don't believe you would, Mrs. Warner.
Just try me and see.
I'm coming after that gun. Yes, I believe you would.
Now get in that closet quick.
All right, all right.
And don't try to break out, at least not until after we're gone. If you do next time, I'll shoot to kill.
Well, as good old Charlie Ames would say, holy miles of mustard. There they go. Happy bride and groom. I hope the good inspector heard that shot. There's nothing like a shot to make him come a-running. I guess I could bust out of here at that. The place is too small. I can't get... run for it. Charlie's got staunch cabins, good solid oak. And that lock's no easy mark either.
Hey, Bart! Bart!
Bart, where are you? Are you all right?
In here, Inspector.
Where, in the closet?
Yes, unlock the door, will you?
Yeah, I can't. There ain't any keys.
Then shoot out the lock. Hurry.
Okay, keep your shirt on and stand out of the way.
Go ahead.
For that, holy gallons of gula.
Charlie, those closets of yours weren't built for comfort.
I heard the shot while I was eating my pie. Charlie and I rushed out just in time to see our friend Steve drive up to the cabin in the station wagon and his girlfriend come running out. She gets in and they drive away like mad. What's up?
Mrs. Warner, the little vixen, stuffed me in the clothes closet like an old stuffed shirt.
What? You let a dame?
Listen, it isn't funny, Inspector, when you're looking into the open end of a .45.
Yeah. You mean it was the gal that took a shot at you?
Well, she pointed something at me and it went bang. I don't believe it was her finger.
Holy cases of cantaloupe.
Don't mind that now. Which way did they go?
Turned right, up on the road, probably crossing the West Bridge. That'll take them right into Ludington.
No, they won't go to Ludington. They'll realize that all we'd have to do to catch them would be to telephone the sheriff there. What other way could they go, Charlie?
Well, now, let's see. After they get across the bridge, that's about 2 miles down the road, they could double back and go east. There ain't another town that way for 60 miles.
You mean they'd have to come back this way, only on the other side of the river?
Yeah, I guess they would.
Bart, if we only had another car, we could maybe catch them. That is, if we had a bridge up here to get across the river.
Yes, but we haven't got a car, and there isn't a bridge. You'll have to think of something better than that, Inspector.
Say, I got an amphibious jeep. Bought it at the surplus sale. Use it for fishing. Why, it'll cross the river like a duck.
Well, what are we waiting for? Come on.
Hey, this is all right, eh, Bart?
It'll have to do, Inspector. You better hold on. We're going into the river.
This is for me, Bart. I'm going to buy me one of these things.
The current's taking us downstream, Charlie.
All right. We'll come out right about here. Now, we can just miss a few of these trees.
Whatever you do, get us over to that road in a hurry, Charlie.
Okay. Well, there's the road.
Good. I hope we're here in time. Drive the jeep right out onto the road, Charlie. Make a roadblock.
Not me. That station wagon's my property. And if them two idiots don't take an oath to stop, I'll lose both the station wagon and the jeep. Nope. I'm going to stop her right here.
I'll stop her. I've got ways.
Well, all we can do is try to... By George, we made it. Here they come.
And look at them come. Holy cow, they must be doing around 80.
Wait here. I'm going to try and wave them
down. Mark. Mark, come back here. Mark! Mark!
Stop! Stop!
Mark, I'll shoot out the tire.
Yes, Inspector.
Caught fire the minute she smashed.
Turned over 5 times, I counted.
What a mess. What a mess.
Well, there's nothing we can do for them now.
The poor devils. Even if they were guilty of murder, that's a horrible way to die.
And now, back to Glenn Langan for the conclusion of...
Mystery is my hobby.
Now, Bart, would you please tell us what this is all about? Before we all went off on that moving picture chase, I thought that you thought that Max Warner's killing was an accident.
Oh, I'm surprised at you, Inspector. You should have seen the minute we walked in that cabin that it had to be murder.
You mean you knew it all the time?
Certainly.
How?
Well, the way I see it, Inspector... Steve Morgan and Joe Warner came down here with the express purpose of killing Joe's husband, Max.
Premeditation, huh?
Mm.
How do you figure that out?
Because of the fact that Steve unloaded his brown copper before Max was murdered. Say, what would you suggest as the best fly this time of year, Charlie?
McGinty, best fly for the spring.
Good. Tell me more, Bart.
Hmm?
Oh. Some more.
Well, Inspector, on the night of the murder, Steve invited Max over to his cabin to look at a rare coin.
and Max came still thinking that good old Steve was his pal. When he got there, Steve simply pulled out his automatic and shot Max, dead. So you think of McGinty as a fly to use, Charlie, eh?
Hey, wait a minute, wait a minute. If what you say happened, how about the lights? Max wouldn't come into a dark cabin if he was just on a visit.
But the cabin wasn't dark, Inspector, not when Max arrived.
It was, too. We saw him turn on the light when we were running over here.
Well, now, Inspector, if Steve could turn on the light, he could also turn it off, couldn't he?
Well, he would...
You forgot that we were in the room here with Charlie Ames when we heard the shots. It would have been a very simple thing for Steve to turn off the light before we could run to the door. Charlie, what weight leader would you suggest?
Oh, about 10 pounds.
Seems to me that's all theory. You haven't any evidence that would stand up in court. I could think up a pretty story, too.
About 10 pounds, you say, Charlie? Hmm?
Yeah, look, Bart, how did you know it was murder?
All right, Inspector. All right. How many shots does a .45 automatic hold?
7. Mm-hmm. That is 7 in the clip. Could hold 8 if there was one in the chamber.
And how many shots did we hear?
7.
Then I could safely say that there wasn't an extra shot in the chamber, couldn't I, Inspector? Inasmuch as the gun was completely emptied when you took it away from Steve?
Yes, you could safely say that. And so could I.
Thank you. And how many holes were in the floor of Steve's cabin, Inspector?
7.
And how many in Max's neck?
1.
And where did that one come from?
Why, the one in the chamber.
But we couldn't safely say there was one in the chamber, could we, Inspector?
Oh, no.
I think I'll borrow that amphibious jeep of yours, if you don't mind, Charlie, tomorrow.
Where did the 8th bullet come from?
Hmm? Oh, there wasn't any 8th bullet, Inspector.
Well, then how...
That's how I knew that Steve Morgan was lying. You remember that Steve said he was awakened by a prowler who stood between Steve's bed and the window that couldn't be opened because it was nailed shut.
Yeah, he said that all right.
Steve swears that he shot at the prowler's head, which was silhouetted against that window. The shot going through Max's neck.
Yeah, that's right.
Then where is the hole in the window, Inspector? If the bullet went through Max's neck, there would have to be a hole in the window. Bullets do make holes, you know.
Well, I'll be...
No, don't say it, Inspector. There's more to come. When Max came in that night, Steve knocked him down and shot him on the floor.
Yeah.
Then he emptied his gun. There were 7 bullet holes on the floor and 1 in Max's neck.
Uh-huh.
That bullet, you see, making 2 holes. Then he turned off the light, waited until he heard us coming, and turned it on again. He wasn't very clever, Inspector. No, he wasn't very clever at all.
Yeah.
You know, Mr. Drake, that killing reminds me of the time that Harry the Hatchet was stopping here.
So?
Terrible fellow, Harry the Hatchet. Why, one night he started chopping up people, started with cabin number 15. Well, sir, he hacked his way all the way down to cabin...
No.
Huh?
That's enough, Charlie. Your stories are too obvious.
What do you mean, obvious?
Obvious fabrications, nothing subtle. In other words, Charlie, they're just plain barefaced whoppers.
Well, holy boxes of bear meat.
I like intrigue, Charlie. After all, you know, mystery is my hobby.